This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Do you recognize every performance you do? Dude, can you name this performance?
I can name the piece.
That was from 2014.
That is from a very patriotic 4th of July performance on the Esplanade by the Boston Pops. And the maestro is here, Keith Lockhart. Welcome in, Keith.
Hey.
Live and in person.
I mean it.
So great to see you guys. Yes.
I forgot how good your hair was.
just washed. Yes. 6 o'clock this morning. But God, it's so weird and good. You know, you don't recognize what you lost till you don't have it. And
So it is time to celebrate. The Pops is back for the first time in 3 years. And we were just looking through the lineup. And you start Thursday. Tell everybody what's happening on Thursday.
We start Thursday and we launch a season that's going to be 4 weeks long, a little reduced from past years, but you know, we're all coming kind of gingerly back into this. And we start with a concert of the magical music of Alan Menken, which we're performing twice. I mean, the composer who, along with his writing partner Howard Ashman, penned Beauty and the Beast and The Little Mermaid and Aladdin.
You know,
Dan's over here going, yup.
I already looked at it. And
so, you know, it's a real great cross-generational show because obviously there are lots of kids, but by this point, for things like Beauty and the Beast, I mean, there's a whole generation of parents who grew up on that as beautiful music, three great stars, all of whom are associated with this music on Broadway. The original Belle, for instance, in the movie
of
Beauty and
amazing.
The Beast. Susan Egan. Yeah, it's incredible.
Keith, I've actually sang A Whole New World on this station, so if anyone
have
gets
you?
Sick, you can tag me in.
Wow. Okay. Do you have a tape?
Is there a tape?
Would you recognize the performance?
I'll send it directly to you so that you have it on.
Well, you just want to do it now, Dan. I mean, here's your shot. One shining moment.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here. I'm listening. And that launches a season that over the next 4 weeks, we do two John Williams movies in honor of, slightly belated, his 90th birthday, which took place in February, which is a little hard to believe.
We saw a couple years ago the E.T. was so good. Oh, that was just our favorite.
Well, this year we're doing The Empire Strikes Back, which is continuing the, we were going to do an ongoing series of them, but the last time we did one was in 2019. So it's been a while. The first Harry Potter movie.
Sorcerer's Stone, baby.
Chris Jackson, the amazing star of Hamilton,
George Washington himself.
I cannot.
Is making his orchestral debut with us.
Oh, wow.
With the Boston Pops. And Brian Stokes Mitchell is coming back to do tribute to the music of Duke Ellington. We got some great stuff going on.
And so let me ask them, what is the kind of the mask mandate vaccine situation that's happening for the Pops?
Well, we have just announced that it will change slightly in May as we go from the end of the symphony season into the Pop season. And masks are still recommended in the hall for the audience, but they are no longer required, which is great with the Pops because, of course, all the concessions and things like that make that very difficult. We still require vaccination. And appropriate documentation thereof. And, you know, I think that's going to be the new normal for a while.
Right, with a lot of the arts and a lot of the shows.
So everybody feels, the basic thing is you want everybody else to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
We want people to feel that, you know, coming to Symphony Hall is not a risk.
Yeah.
You know,
So you guys during the pandemic, you know, pivoted, still bringing music to people, finding new ways to do that. What was it like when you all got to get to come together in the room again at the same time to rehearse?
Well, it was kind of a slow rolling thing to start off with, the same way that airlines cancel flights. You know, we're canceling this season, then we're canceling these weeks, and then then everything was canceled from March of 20 or so. We got back together in end of October of 20 with all these new protocols in place. They had to refit the hall for a ventilation system then, because it's an old building. We rebuilt the stage so people, the orchestra would... I think we sent some pictures out. It was amazing. The orchestra took up like the space
the
of
entire
the
symphony,
yeah. It was like the football field at Gillette, you know? and you're trying to, as a conductor, trying to hold all of this together. String players were wearing masks. I was wearing masks. All that, and we did a virtual season both for the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pops.
That must have been a technical nightmare.
It was, and we have really, really good people in our media people.
Can't get the four of us on a Zoom call.
No.
Well, one of the first virtual things we did was a performance of Summon the Heroes, which we sent out John's fanfare, which we sent out to the essential workers. This is when we were all really full hiding in the bunker mode.
Yeah.
And that performance was 85 different tracks, visual and audio, all put together to make something coherent. It was, I can't imagine.
But now we get to do it in real life.
Yes, you're
so
right
excited.
There. And you were there, and you were there. It's great.
Getting the Pops folks back together for the rehearsal, and you're all in there, and the energy is different because you're getting to look at each other in the face.
It was, it's very interesting. I can't speak for all of my colleagues, but there was an enthusiasm and a commitment to what we do because, you know, even though we all love this and we went into it because we love it, eventually you end up thinking of anything as your job and it's what you do. And we realized what a privilege it was when it was taken away. And for myself, the one thing I can tell you is I will never again take the opportunity to go out and perform for people for granted.
Yeah. Mm.
Keith, as a maestro, like the technical part, was it difficult when the entire brass section was 40 feet apart?
Oh, well, it was ridiculously difficult. And this is one of the world's best orchestras, so they can figure their way out through this. And we all listened eventually, started compensating for, but we had people who felt they had to play, a week earlier than everybody else, so they ended up at the same time. So.
Keith, you kind of touched on this, just, not taking it for granted anymore. And I feel like so many artists are saying this now when they're going back out on stage, and it kind of feels like you're learning how to ride a bike again. Were there any kind of nerves, any cobwebs you had to shake off, or were you just right back into it?
Well, it is funny to not have everything just be totally instinctual, to have to think about how you do certain things and concert protocols and things like that. But the hardest thing I think about, which I experienced in December with Holiday Pops, is the stamina. Physical stamina and mental stamina to do like 39 performances in 3 weeks, because I hadn't had to do anything to tax my brain. Teaching long division to my 10-year-old was not as hard.
Relatable content. Let me ask you this. And so the Pop's getting underway on Thursday. Go to BSO.org if you want to buy tickets. And I don't know if I've ever asked you this before, but technically speaking, about using the what is your magic wand?
Baton.
Your baton.
Which I don't use one, by the way.
You don't.
No, I just use
Why? One. Why do you choose not to use one? And do they?
Do you want the technical answer or some funny answer?
Why not? Yeah. But what I was going to ask you too is, do you take a class when you're learning this where they teach you your hands are supposed to be doing certain things for certain instruments?
You do take classes in conducting, which are all just about the physical language. I mean, it's basically a secret code that we all have together. You make this kind of gesture, you get this kind of response. So that I can go to an orchestra in China, probably not a good idea right now, but go there, wave my hands, and be fairly assured that I will get the response I want. Mm-hmm. So that's really kind of an international language thing. Yes, they do teach you that. For the baton, my joke answer is that I was too often tempted to use it as a weapon, but that's not actually true.
That's why my son loves lacrosse.
I kept waving and nobody would disappear. But the real answer is that I was having shoulder problems that had to do with the grip on this.
Oh, wow.
I mean, for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week for years and years and years. And so I got rid of it, and I realized that I didn't really need it, that I was just as good or just as not good, you know, communicating without the baton. And then I just had other muscles hurt. So, you know.
Out of the frying pan, as they say.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. Coming to the studio means a lot to us.
Thanks for having me.
I know.
Anytime.
Keith walked in, he's like, are we okay to hug? Yes. Group hugs all over the place. So the first show is on Tuesday,
Thursday,
and that's the Magical Music of Alan Menken, and then we've got the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in concert, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, an evening with Christopher
Music of Duke Ellington.
Oh, yes, I see
Chris
that.
Chris Jackson and Gospel Night. It runs through June 11th.
All right, go to bso.org, and to the maestro, Keith Urquhart, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you guys. So good to see you.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.